Boker Tov, good morning. We are continuing. Today's daf is daf Yutet, daf 19. Today's class will be for the Refuah Shlema of all the Cholim. ובכללם חמדה ברכה ומחדושן, ובכללם נפלא של רבן מוניר, שלום ומצל לדבר מלאכן, יפה בדברו, ושכם ודחן, ושכם ונצחם ושלום ומצלח על מנהים של מלאכנה, ופה מן מרים. יום אדם הנפלא חי, סמרית אמר לך, וכן עשי מלאכה במלאכה, מרים מלאכה ונצח מרים. חנה ליד המדה מלאכה, סבר תמר, סבר מלאכנה, גבר גדה ברכה. תן ויצא את חום לדי יעקב דמר מוקד, ישב מלאכה, תמר ינפה, יושב מדהים של מלאכה ומלאכה, יושב מנפה, דניה מדינה, שמחה בן אליה, פר מנהיה חיילים אל עליה, מרגלים עליה, ושמע תדעו, כדעו, אלינה וגל בת מרים, הגבריאל, יהושע בן נחמה חנה, להבדיל לעילוי נשמת, דוד בן אליהו, בנימין בן יצחק, דניה דנה בטפיים, שמעון בן משאל, רינה מכה בדן, בן בועז בן אברהם, ודינה בת אהרון, אמר ברכה בת אברהם. Okay, we're continuing. We left off, excuse me again, I'm a little bit under the weather, but we left off at the bottom of 18b, Yudchet Amud Bet, Tanu Rabbanan, about six lines on the bottom. The Gemara starts out, Tanu Rabbanan, In Ne'emanim Leposlo, Divrei Rabbi Meir. We said in our Mishnah, if you remember, we brought in the Mishnah, if the witnesses come and say, we signed on this document, but Anusina, you know, we were considered Anus, we were coerced, forced to do that. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Meir, they're not able to, the witnesses who, authenticate these signatures are not believed to say that it is not kosher, to say that it is invalidated. V'chachamim amrim v'chachamim say, ne'emanim, they are believed invalidated. So the Gemara says, Bishlama le Rabbanan, it makes sense according to the Rabbanan, ki ta'amayu, it makes sense according to the reasoning, sha'apesh asar wa'apesh itir, right? The mouth that forbade themselves, that said what it said on the document, is the same mouth that is coming and retracting, meaning the same mouth that wrote on the document can come back and say, no, we were forced and it wasn't true. Ela le Rabbi Meir, but according to Rabbi Meir, my ta'ama, what is Rabbi Meir's reasoning? So the Gemara says, we brought three things. We brought the case of Pesul Edut, we brought the case of Kitanim, we brought the case of children, and then we also brought the case of Anus. So the Gemara says, Bishlama Pesul Edut, it makes sense the case of Pesul Edut. Why? Malve gufe meikaram meidak daik umechatem. The guy who's lending the money is going to first go and investigate before he gives any money out, and only then will he have a signature signed on the document. So therefore, we don't have to worry about anything false coming onto that document, because the guy will for sure investigate. Kitanim nami, also by a child, k'derimshuma ben lakish, da'amar Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish says, we're flipping the amud, chazaka in adam, in ha'edim chotmin al ashtar, ela imken asa begadol, that we have a status that the witnesses do not sign on a document unless it is known to be done by elders, by adults. But if it was done by children, they would not sign. So we don't have to worry if of a case that they were possibly children. Ela anusin, but if they were anus, if they were coerced, my ta'ama, what's the reason? Meaning, what's the reason that they are not believed according to Rabbi Meir? Why they should have the power to come and say hapesha asar hapesha itir. We wrote this. We can retract it. We said we were coerced. So the Gemara says Amar Rav Chista kasavar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds edim sheamru lahem chitmu sheker ve'al taregu yaregu ve'al yachadmu sheker. Says that let's say they came and told the witnesses, sign falsely, make a false signature over here, or else you die. Or else you'll be killed. If you don't sign, we'll kill you. If you sign, we won't kill you. What should they do? Yeah, regular, they should be killed, and they should not sign falsely. So therefore, when they say that they signed and they were under some type of some type of distress, you can understand that that's not what they should have been doing. Meaning, the correct thing to have done is to take the bullet. If someone comes and says that, hey, I either sign on this signature, take the document and sign it falsely, or take the bullet, what is he supposed to do? Take the bullet. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rava, Rava responds to that, Hashta, ilu atu le kaman amluche. Yeah, if they came to us and asked us, Amrina lehu, we would have told them, Zilu chatumu velo ketelun. I would have told them, sign the documents and don't take the bullet. Why? The amar more, because we say, ein lecha davar she'omed b'fnei pikuach nefesh, nothing stands in front of a person's life. Ela avodah zara, avodah kochamim, v'gidol ha'reot u'shuchut amim. Of course, we know the three cardinal sins, that idol worship, gilur ha'reot, illicit relations, and murder. If anyone comes to a person and puts a gun to their head and says, do one of these three, or I kill you, you have to take the bullet. Bilvad, only those three. So that's why we would have told them not to. But hashta dechatmo, but now that they've already signed on it, they didn't come and ask us, amrinanu amai chatmitu, are we going to go and ask them, why did you sign? Is that what we're going to ask them? So clearly this cannot be the reasoning behind the Rabbi Meir. Ela, ta'amad Rabbi Meir, the reason behind the opinion of Rabbi Meir, kid Rav Huna, like the opinion of Rav Huna, Amarav. The Amarav Huna Amarav, mode bishtar sheketavo, en tzerich lekaimo. If somebody admits to a document, if let's say the person who has lended the money, he admits to a document, then the person who's holding the document, the one who lended, does not have to hold on to the documents. Since the document is valid without any, without the witness's verification, so they can't come and testify afterwards saying, no, no, this is void and we were just forced because they admitted towards the document. And so that's why Rabbi Meir would say they can't avoid their signature. Gufa, we go back to what we just said. Amarav una amarav. Modeh bishtar. If somebody agrees by a document, shekitavo, that was written, ein tzerich lekaimo, it does not need to be held. It can be thrown out. So Amar le Rav Nachman says, genuva, genuve, lamalach. You know, why do you need to act in like a thievery way, in a deceitfully way? I mean, why do you need to do that? Meaning, this is only an independent opinion. This is only a one person or one rabbi opinion. Why do you need to follow that? But he says, Isvir alachka Rabbi Meir, if you hold like the opinion of Rabbi Meir, Ema halacha Rabbi Meir, why don't you just say the halacha follows the opinion of Rabbi Meir? It doesn't say that. So Amar Le, so he said back to him, Umor hech Isvir Le, okay, how do you hold? What is your opinion? So Amar Le, he said back to him, Ki atu lekaman ledina, when they come in front of us in a Beit Din, Amrin Lehu, we tell them, Zilu kaimu shtayreichu, v'choytu ledina. We tell them, go and fulfill your documents, and only then after, go certify your documents, and only after come down for judgment. That's what we would tell these people, if the lenders are borrowers. Okay? Okay, Amar Biuda, Amar Rav. Ha'omer shtar ammana huze, einon e'eman. If someone comes and says, this is a trust document. What is a trust document? So, the way Rashi explains it, lo lava klum ela ketavo umisaro lemalave. He didn't borrow anything yet. He just gave a document to the lender, saying, if I come to borrow, this is what I'm going to borrow, and this is going to be our agreement, and so on and so forth. But he didn't borrow yet. So if someone comes and says, this document that's in front of us is this type of document, it's a trust document, he's not believed. We don't believe him. So the Gemara says, deka amar man, whose opinion is this? Meaning, who is saying this? If it is the love, the borrower, pshita, obviously he's not believed. Kol kemine, are we going to say we can go that far to say that, oh, the borrower borrowed money, and now what he's going to come and say? He's going to say, no, this is really just a trust document, I never really borrowed money. So obviously we wouldn't believe him. Ve'ela, deka amar malve. So it must be the lender is saying this. But the Gemara says, tavo alav bracha. If he's coming and saying that this is a shtar amana, it's just a trust document, and he wants to forego on the loan that he lended to the person, let him receive blessing. What's the problem? Why don't we believe them? Ela, what it must be is the ka'amre edim. It must be talking about the witnesses have said this case, and it was not the lender or the borrower. So the Gemara says, ikt diktav yadam yotzei mimakom acher. If we have their signature from another place and we can verify and connect and see, pshita de lo mehemne, we know for sure that they are not believed. And if we don't have their signature written on another document in order to certify, so then pshita de lo mehemne. For sure, obviously, we would not believe the witnesses. So which case do we have over here that we're saying if someone comes and says this is a trust document that they're not believed? Which case is this? So the Gemara says, Amar Rava le'olam deka amar love. Really, it's really the borrower who says this. And it's really following the opinion of Rav Huna. The Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Modeh Bishtar Sheketavo, Ein Tzerich Lekaimo. That if somebody admits and he agrees to a document, you don't have to hold on to the document anymore, you agree to it, so therefore you can get rid of it. So that's what the case would be over here, right? That's what the Rashi, I think, explains over here. Vashmain and Rav Yehuda Nami Hachi the Lovesh Amar Ketavtiv Misartiv Lo. If the borrower says that I wrote this to the lender, Avoshtara Manahu, but it's a trust document, in Sarich Hamave Lachzor Lavida Aid Al Hachatima, the in Neiman Lovel the Poslo, the Lo Avid Inish the Katavu Masar Belo Halva. Meaning, a person is never going to write a document and give it to the person like in the future that he owes him money if he didn't yet get the loan. He's going to get the loan and then give the document, or he's going to do it simultaneously. But he's not going to give a document and only wait till after, as she says, to get the loan later, because then he can get messed up. So that's why this is what the case is talking about. It's talking about the case of the borrower that said it. Abaye says differently. Le'olam de amar malve. Really, it is the lender who says this. Ukegon shechav la'achirim, and it's really detrimental to others. Meaning, we thought to say, oh, if it's the lender who's saying it, what's the problem? Let him say it. He's foregoing on his money. That's fine. The one says, no, it's really he owes somebody else money. And the way it works is that someone else that he owes money to can come and say, okay, someone owes you money and you owe me money. Let me go and take the money from that person who owes you, right? So what he's trying to do is saying, no, it's a shtar amana, it's a trust document, so that you can't go and be goveh the money from the person that owes me. So that's what the Gemara says. Okay, gon shechav da'acharim is detrimental to others. The Rabbi Natan, according to Rabbi Natan, the Tanya, the Brayta says, Rabbi Natan says, minayin lenoshe bechavero mane. How do we know if somebody makes a claim against his friend for 100 zuz, bechavero bechavero, and his friend to another friend, they each owe each other money. Minayin shemotzin mizev notnin lazeh. How do we know we can go from the first person or the last person and bring the money to the first person, or the vice versa, however you understand it. Tamun lomar minatan asher asham lo. You can the Torah says that he shall give it to the one whom he is guilty. Meaning, it could be that you owe someone money and that someone owes someone money, so you can give it to the person that he owes. Okay, so that's how they would explain this. It's coming from the lender. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says third opinion, le'olam deka'amre edim. Really, it's the witnesses who are saying this, that the shtar amana is not believed. Ve'de'en k'tav yadam yotzeh makom acher. And we don't have their signature from anywhere else. Okay. Udka'amart, and now what you said, amay lo mehemne, why don't we believe them? Meaning, we should believe them. If we can't verify that this is their certificate, we can't take another document and say, oh, this is theirs. Okay, so why don't we believe them in this case, saying that it's a shtar amana? So the Gemara says, "Kiderav Kahana." The Amar of Kahana, like the opinion of Kahana, "Asur lo adam sheishe shtar amana v'toch beito." It's forbidden for a person to keep a trust document in his home. Mishum shneimar, as the pasuk says, "Al tishvon ba'olecha avla." That a person should not keep in his house injustness, things that are not just. And you holding that type of document is not yet a document that is obligated. It's just a document that could become confusing, could make big mess ups, and so that's why. They would not be believed even in that case. Meaning, even in the case that the witnesses are saying this, they would not be believed in that case. Okay? Is there anything else over here? Okay, let's continue. So, being the Amun. The Amar Rav Sheshad. Rav Sheshad says, Berei de Rav Idi. Shema mina, we learn from this, the Rav Kahana, from the opinion of Kahana, edim sha'amru ammana hayu devareinu. If they come and say this, the document is a trust document, en ne'emanin, we would not believe them. Why? Ma'i ta'ama, kivan de avla hu, avla lo chatmei. Since it is injustness, we're not going to think that they signed on something injustness. Meaning, we don't believe these witnesses to come and say that, oh, this is a star that's ammana, because this is not an actual document that is obligated yet, and so therefore we wouldn't believe they signed on it. Because you cannot keep it in your house. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Asur lo adam sheishesh shtar parua b'toch beito. You're not allowed to hold on to a document that is already paid for in your house, lest the person forget or something, and then he comes and chas v'shalom asks the person for money again, and God forbid steal. Mishum sheneimar, the pasuk says, Al tishkon be'olecha avla. You cannot keep injustice in your house. B'ma'arava, in Israel they say, Mishmei de Rav Amri, in the name of Rav they say, it's the beginning part of the pasuk, Im aven b'yadecha archikeu. If there's like wickedness in your hand, you should distance it, don't hold on to it. Ze shtar amana v'shtar pasim. This is referring to a shtar amana, a document that we've been referring to, that's a trust document that the person doesn't yet owe the money yet, and it's shtar pasim, which is more like a security type of security type of document. Okay, and the Gemara says that part of the pasuk is talking about those two. Ve'al tishkon ba'olecha avla. Now, which it says, don't keep in your tent injustice. Zis shtar parua. That's referring to a shtar parua, a document that was already paid. A person should not keep that type of document in the house. Okay, so over here, I think Rashi. Actually, I don't think Rashi discusses the case of shtar pasim. But simply speaking, it's a type of promissory note that is produced because the bearer wanted to persuade, he wanted to convince somebody else, someone, a friend of his, to write him, let's say, a note in his benefit, in his favor, which would make him look more wealthy in the eyes of other people. So that's what this is. It's like a security and like a persuasive note for other people to think he is more wealthy than he actually is. Okay, so the Gemara says, Manda amar shtar parua, the one who says it's talking about a document that was already paid, kol sheken shtar amana, all the more so for a trust document. Uman damar shtar amana, but the one who says a trust document, aval shtar parua lo, but a paid off document, no, it would not be the case. Dezimnin demashele apshite de safra. And sometimes you hold on to that document. Why? Because in order to pull out some money, in order to pay the sofer, sometimes you want to pay the sofer, so you hold on to the document in order to pull some more money out from the person. Rashi says, Sha'al halove liten sahara sofer. It's on the borrower to pay the money to the sofer, so you hold the document in order to get the money for the sofer, so that would not be wicked, according to the second opinion. Itmar, it was taught, Sefer Sheino Muga, if a Sefer Torah, or a Sefer, one of the Kadosh Sfarim, was written, and it was not proofread, Amar Rabbi Ameh, Ad Lamed Yom Mutar Lishoto. For 30 days you can hold on to it. Mikad Ve'elach, after that, Asur Lishoto. You're not allowed to hold on to it without it being checked. Mishum Shneyamar, as the Pasuk says, Al Tishkon Ba'alecha Avla, you should not keep injustice in your house. Amar Rav Nachman, Edim She'amru, Amana hayu devarenu en amanin. If they come and say this document is a trust document, they're not believed. Moda'a hayu devarenu. If they say no, our words is a moda'a. What is a moda'a? So Rashi says, Moda'a hayu devarenu. Im shtar mecher hu ve'amru edim achatumim bo ha'mocher masar moda'a befanenu ve'heranu onnaso ve'ikarnu bo. They come and say that the seller told us and we recognized that he was forced to sell this or write this document and allow this to be sold. And we signed on it, but he told us privately that he was forced to. Are they believed if they say such a thing? So the Gemara says, Moda'a hayu devarenu, en ne'emanim. We would not believe them if they said such a case. More Baravashi Amar, more says a little bit differently. Amana hayu devarenu, if they say this is a trust document that the loan wasn't given yet, en ne'emanim, we don't believe them. Moda'a hayu devarenu, but if they say no, this was, he told us to our faces that he was coerced to write this and he sold it against his will, ne'emanin, we would believe him. Why? My ta'ama, what's the reason? Hai nitan likatev, v'hai lo nitan likatev. Because one of them is able to be written down, the one that's able to be written down. So since it's not written down in a note, we can tell that it's not believed. But the case of moda'a, it was a moda'a. He told us that he was persuaded, he was coerced to write the document, but we can't have any proof of it written down. So therefore, according to the second opinion, we would believe him in the case of moda'a. Okay. Ba'aminei Rav Amir Rav Nachman, he has a question. Tanai hayu devarenu, if they say there was a conditioning that the man gave on the document, mahu, do we believe him or not? Moda'a ve'amana hayu hayinu ta'ama. If the first two cases we brought that we said that he did not believe, the reason was the ka'akre leish l'shtara, he is uprooting the document. V'hai nami ka'akar, in this case also he's uprooting the document. So what do we say? He's also operating the document. Or Dilma, or perhaps tonight milta acharitehi, or maybe a condition is something completely different. And really, we would believe. So the Gemara says, "Amar lei ki atu lekaman ledina." When they come in front of us to the Beitin, Amrin and Lahu, we tell them, "Zilu kaimon tenaichu vechoyte ledina." Go and fulfill your tenai, and only then come back to the Beitin. Meaning, we would believe them if they come and say this is the tenai on this document. So the Gemara says, Ed omer tanai, ve'ed omer eno tanai. If one witness says there was a condition, and one says there was not a condition, Amar papa tarvayu bishtara me'al yaka misade. They're both testifying on a full-fledged document. So there's two witnesses on the actual document. V'hai deka amar tanai havalechad. And the one who says it's a conditioning, it's only one. So it's two against one, really. Ve'en dvarav shelechad bimkom shnayim. And one cannot go up against two people. So the Gemara says, "Matkif la Rav Huna, b'rei de Rav Yeshua." He has a contradiction. Ihachi, he says, if that's the case, afilu tarvaihu nami. Even if there are two witnesses who came and said that, this is a Tanai document, they also should not be believed. You want to say, Ela, what do we say? Amrinan, what are we going to say by two witnesses? Hanena me'akar sa'udataihu ka'atu. They're coming to retract their opinion, their testimony they wrote on the document, they're coming to retract their opinion, and we would believe them. Hainami, so this individual also who comes and says that this is a Tanai on this document, there's a conditioning on the document, le'me'akar sa'udate ka'ate. He's coming to retract his opinion, and so that's why we would believe him. And the halakha v'hilchita k'Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yehoshua. And he says the halakha follows this opinion of Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yehoshua, that if the person comes and he retracts his opinion and says that no, really there's a... At first he wrote the document and then afterwards he comes and testifies and says no, really, there was a condition on the document. It's not just a clean document. We would believe him on the retraction of his opinion. Okay, we stop there for today. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen ve'amen.